Man, real estate is expensive. I know because I used to sell it. First, there's the cost of the land, right? Then there's the cost of the improvements and the interest on the loan, taxes and the insurance, not to mention the ongoing maintenance costs. And what do you get in return? Well, you get a place of your very own, an oasis from the stresses of the world, where you can find peace and relaxation. It's a place where you can do what you like with whomever you like, whenever you wish, and where no one can tell you what to do. The responsibilities of caring for a property may be huge, but so are the rewards. But what about the real estate in my head? Lord knows I paid a hefty price for that as well. We all have. Let's admit it, we've worked hard to get to where we are. We've done our work. We deserve to enjoy our hard-won peace of mind, our happiness and serenity. And yet, I find that I have some tenants, as it were, taking up space in my head who are not paying fair market rent. Heck, I've even got some squatters in there, uninvited, using up my resources and paying me absolutely nothing in return. You know what I mean. They're the ones we're holding a resentment towards, or the ones we think disapprove of us, or those whose choices we judge harshly. Maybe it's the people we believe owe us something, like, maybe an apology? Regardless, they're taking up valuable space that we could be using for something we really want. For me, I could be using that space to, metaphorically, plant a garden of new ideas and new attitudes that I could grow into new hobbies, new friends, new adventures. Or maybe I'd put in a pool, a serene space for meditation and relaxation. Or I could choose to add on a library, a space to learn new things. As long as we're playing with metaphors, how about a tennis court where I'd exercise and take better care of my body? You get the picture. The point is, there's plenty of space that I could be using as I choose if it weren't being taken up by those people. But how do I get rid of them? In real estate law, there is an eviction process for removing someone from your property. The first step is you have to get clear as to who's actually living there. So sometimes you have to do some investigating or some surveillance for a couple of days. So maybe we need to sit back and observe who's coming and going. You know, who are these squatters? What are their names? And what are our feelings about them? The next step in the eviction process is you need to serve them with a notice, a legal document that notifies them that they're not welcome and that they need to leave. So, for our purposes, this would be an intention or a commitment, a decision to let them go or to forgive ourselves or them, to pack up their stuff and send them on their way. And then, if they don't leave willingly, the final step in the legal process would be to show up with the big guns, literally, and have them forcibly removed. Well, happily for us, the big guns would take the form of a good coach who will stand with you while you knock on the door and will hold the flashlight for you while you take a look around and will walk with you as you escort those unwanted visitors to the curb. So, who are you renting space to? I mean, are they good tenants who add value to your life by their presence? Or are they squatters running you into spiritual bankruptcy? Are they throwing late-night parties in your head, inviting their squatter friends, or putting all sorts of wear and tear on your psyche with their constant demands? What are you paying for all of that constant maintenance? Your real estate is valuable. So is mine. If you're like me, you'd like to roam the grounds a little, you know, spread out, Breathe deep. Make plenty of space for the people, the thoughts and ideas that bring happiness and joy to your life. I know for me, I want to carve out more space for dreaming big, for expanding my generosity and my gratitude. I want to choose what I do with my precious real estate. How about you? And right about now, that swimming pool is looking really good. My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are done with being stuck and playing small and are ready to uncover the unique gift they really came here to share with the world. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net, or you can email me at deborah@deborahbarron.net. I'd love to hear from you.